Hashtag blessed is a common thing that we see in the world's vernacular these days. It certainly has been overused in showing happiness or how good we have it. But the Beatitudes don't speak of blessing the fortunate or the strongest, but seemingly the opposite. Welcome to Common Prayer.
Hi everyone, welcome to a new week and actually a new month of Common Prayer. I'm Kathy Bergeron, Women's Pastor at CPC, and I hope you had a great weekend. Hope you were able to get outside some and enjoy the sunshine. My husband and I were able to take a walk near the beach on Saturday with our dog, and it was so fun, so life-giving to breathe in that ocean air and to hear the crashing waves. It just filled our soul. And I know that it's hard to keep track of what day it is lately, so allow me to tell you, it is Monday, May 4th, and if you weren't able to be with us last week, Kevin Snead and I began to walk us through the Beatitudes in Matthew 5. This past week, we read and we reflected on Jesus's upside-down, countercultural teaching about what is really important in the kingdom of God. And what he teaches is not what we hear just about every day of our lives in the U.S. If you're familiar with the Beatitudes, you know that each verse describes who is blessed. And we took a day for each of five Beatitudes last week. Blessed are the poor in spirit, those who mourn, the meek, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, the merciful. And this week, we'll go on to the rest of the Beatitudes, which are the pure in heart, the peacemakers, and those who are persecuted. I read this past week something that a pastor from Maryland wrote. It was his thoughts and kind of wondering out loud what it might look like if the Beatitudes were rewritten from a more culturally relevant perspective. And here's what he wrote. Blessed are the self-confident because they will rule the world. Blessed are the positive thinkers because they won't need anybody's comfort. Blessed are the cocky and the assertive because they will get what they want. Blessed are those who hunger for fame because they'll get reality TV shows. Blessed are the vengeful because they will get respect. Blessed are the impure pleasure seekers because they'll see a really good time. Blessed are those who beat their opponents because the victors are the ones who will write the history books. Blessed are the popular because everybody will love them. I sure hope you can feel hear the difference between the two. Jesus begins every beatitude with a word that appears 9 times, blessed. And it's a common word today, and it was many, many years ago. In fact, hashtag blessed is among the top hashtags used on social media today. In the original language, however, blessed is a commendation of the good life. The definition isn't so much about being happy, it's a little bit more like congratulations. Jesus describes the type of people who have found the good life, who have favor with God. But Jesus's list of those who are blessed is just filled with paradox. Of those who don't have it together, they may have more than they ever imagined. Those on the outside are in the middle of what God is really doing. Those who are at the end of themselves are really at the beginning of what God is up to. So here's where we're going this week. We're going to continue in verses 8 through 14. And today and tomorrow, I'll focus on blessed are the pure in heart and the peacemakers, Wednesday and Thursday, Kevin will walk us through verses 10 through 12, and then we'll end by seeing how living out each one of these Beatitudes is intended by God to have a purpose and to make a difference in the world by us being the salt of the earth and the light of the world. So I'd like to invite you to settle in and quiet your heart, to take a deep breath or two, and to ask the Holy Spirit to speak to you as we begin today. As is our custom, we'll continue in the ancient practice of Lectio Divina, which is simply a way of reading scripture that is reflective and responsive. I'll read you our verse a few times and then give you some time to reflect and pray. So let's begin. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. The word pure in the original Greek language means to be cleared of any diluting substance. It was a word that was used of an army who purged the cowardly or the unwilling from their ranks. To be pure in heart is, as one writer puts it, to be free from the tyranny of a divided self. It's to see what has real value and what doesn't. As you hear the words of Jesus, do you sense that your heart is divided or deluded? Is there maybe an unwillingness within you to be completely His? Is there something you need to confess to Him? Would you talk to Jesus about that? And would you ask the Holy Spirit to purify your heart? Let me read it for you another time. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. I was thinking that we see what we're trained to see. Let me tell you what I mean. If you were to go out tonight and look at the stars, but you went with an astrologer or an astronomer, that might be something. Or if you were on a walk along a trail and you were looking at plants, but you were with a botanist, that might make a difference. Or if you looked at some amazing art, but you did it with an art historian, what you see and what they see would be completely different. And I think it's because they are trained. We can see what we've been trained to see. The writer of Proverbs puts the importance of freedom from the tyranny of self this way. In Proverbs 4:23, the writer says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Let me ask you, what have you been seeing? Would you ask the Holy Spirit to help you see what He wants you to see? And then let me read our verse to you one last time. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Jesus says that those who are pure in heart will see God, and that truth is just so, so different than what the world tells us, isn't it? Because the pure of heart are mostly ignored. People don't tend to value those who have learned what is truly valuable. and the way of the kingdom of Jesus is different. Those who have trained their eyes will see God and His way. Would you take a few moments and would you just express to the Lord, if this is what is really in your heart, that above all else, you want to see Him and know Him? And would you express to Him that you need Him to do for you what you cannot do for yourself? Only the Spirit of God, as we open ourselves to Him, can help us grow in becoming more and more pure in heart. I'd love to end with praying for you and over you this blessing, if I might. May you grow in your motivation to live the way of Jesus because of what your generous God has done for you. And may you remember that Jesus suffered and died so that you could be free from the destructiveness of sin, both in you and in the world. And may you also remember that He died for you so that you would no longer live your own way, but live in the way of His kingdom. Amen. God bless you.
Thanks for listening today. Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. Today's episode is hosted by our women's pastor, Kathy Bergren, with original music by our worship pastor, Brandon Passion. Be sure to check our website, cpc.org, for more episodes daily.